Japanese Made Easy Podcast Exercises, Episode 12. How would you translate this question?
Sports できる?
Sports can? Can you play sports? How about this answer?
うん、できるよ.
Yeah, can yo. More naturally, yeah, I can. Ask somebody if, generally speaking, they can play sports.
スポーツできる?
How would you translate this response?
いや、できないよ.
Nope, I can't.
バスケットボール
is often shortened to just
バスケ.
In casual Japanese, ask basketball can?
バスケできる?
Tell them, yeah, can yo.
うん、できるよ. ゴルフ. ゴルフ.
Speaking about yourself, tell somebody literally, basketball and golf can.
バスケとゴルフできるよ. サッカー. サッカー.
Ask somebody if they can play soccer.
サッカーできる?
How would they reply? Yeah, I can.
うん、できるよ.
We can include the word if we want to.
うん、サッカーできるよ.
Try that with golf, but say you can't. So literally, nope, golf can't.
いや、ゴルフできないよ.
テニス. テニス.
Try saying, I can play tennis and football or soccer.
テニスとサッカーできるよ.
Say, I can't play golf and tennis.
ゴルフとテニスできないよ.
Sticking with casual Japanese, tell somebody you will see a movie.
映画を見る.
Tell somebody literally, with a friend, comedy, saw, or watched.
友達とコメディを見た.
Finally, I'll go to a convenience store.
コンビニに行く.
I went to Tokyo.
東京に行った.
テレビある.
パソコンあった?
いや、なかったよ.
Okay, I wonder though...
ノートパソコンあった?
うん、あったよ. スマホ. スマホ.
Ask somebody if there were any smartphones.
スマホあった?
How would they respond? Yeah, there were.
うん、あったよ.
How would they respond with a casual, no, there weren't?
いや、なかったよ. イタリア. イタリア. パスタ. パスタ.
Was there pasta?
パスタあった?
No, there wasn't any pasta.
パスタなかったよ.
Somebody mentions that Yamamoto-sensei isn't in a place.
Yamamoto-sensei いない.
You confirm and want a bit more information, asking
Yamamoto-sensei いなかったの?
うん、山本先生いなかったよ.
Okay, tell somebody Kenji wasn't there.
Kenji いなかった.
Confirm what you just heard, asking, Kenji wasn't there?
Kenji いなかったの?
Giving a casual confirmation with, yeah, then just restate, wasn't there.
うん、いなかったよ.
and you translate to English. All of these are speaking about yourself.
ゴルフできない。
That would be, I can't play golf.
テニスできる。
I can play tennis.
うん、サッカーできるよ。
Yeah, I can play soccer.
いや、バスケできないよ。
No, I can't play basketball. Let's add our casual question making no on the end. That also hints at wanting a bit more information.
バスケできない。
I can't play basketball.
え?バスケできないの?
Okay, you try. How would you show surprise like, huh? You can't play golf?
え?ゴルフできないの?
So we tried one, then another, and another, and I wanted to say something nice. So in Japanese, I said essentially, this wa is tasty. In using wa in this situation, I introduced the nuance that it carries. In this case, this one is tasty, the others, not so much.Kenji and Masaharu are thinking of getting into shape by playing sports. Kenji asks Masaharu if he can play baseball. Masaharu says, nope. Kenji asks, how about golf? Nope. Kenji thinks to himself, certainly he can play tennis at least, and asks,
Tennis wa できますか?
Tennis wa can? In English, this question has the nuance ofOther sports aside, can you play tennis? Masaharu answers,
はい、テニスはできますよ。
Literally, this is like saying, yes, tennis, regarding it, and implying other sports not so much, I can. In English, maybe something like, now tennis I can do. I can't do the other ones, but tennis I can do.If the answer was simply,
はい、できますよ。
Yes, can, yo. Without the wa particle, this is simply, yes, I can play tennis. It doesn't carry any nuance about ability with other activities. Japanese regarding it and other languages aside, English, Arabic, or anything else, can you speak it?
日本語はできますか?
Other languages aside, can you speak Japanese? So if you're in Japan for the first time and not feeling confident with Japanese and wanting to speak English in particular, you could ask somebody,
英語はできますか?
English, regarding it and other languages aside, can? Other languages aside, can you speak English?On paper, though, it just looks like, can you speak English? This is why this usage of wa is often confusing, and it's good to be aware of early on. Here's an important point to keep in mind. Don't think of this as wa alone. Think of this as something wa dekiru. Let's run through some to really get a feel for this. I heard you don't really play any sports, but can you play tennis?
テニスはできますか?
Yes, tennis I can do. Other sports, not so much, is implied in the answer.
はい、テニスはできますよ。
So if somebody asks you,
日本語はできますか?
How would you answer, yes, I can speak English and Japanese, while implying other languages not so much?
はい。英語と日本語はできますよ。
Casual Japanese. Ask a person if they can play soccer. No nuance, just soccer can?
サッカーできる?
No implication of can or can't do other sports. The reply, yeah, I can.
うん、できるよ。
Polite Japanese, other sports aside, Can you play soccer?
サッカーはできますか?
And a polite, yes, soccer, now that I can do, implying other sports not so much.
はい、サッカーはできますよ。
Casual Japanese, a simple question. Can you play basketball?
バスケできる?
There was no wa in there, so no nuance or implication about other sports. Answer casually with a simple, no, I can't.
いや、できない。
Let's do just two more questions based on the following scenario. Megumi's been working on her basketball skills at the local park and wants to get a friendly game together. But we need one more person. She sees a guy nearby hitting tennis balls against a wall. How would she politely ask him, implying other sports aside, can you play basketball?
バスケはできますか?
And how would he politely reply with no nuance in regard to other sports, just a simple, yes, I can?
はい、できますよ。
This has been another episode of Japanese Made Easy. For additional practice audios and downloads, visit JapaneseMadeEasy.com.